Work on the Golden Gate Bridge was started 50 years ago this month. San Franciscans are celebrating the anniversary, including the men who built it. Ellen O'Leary prepared this report.
Can't believe 50 years have gone by. It doesn't seem like no time at all when you come back here.
The Golden Gate Bridge is the tallest bridge in the world, using 80,000 miles of cables, enough to go around the equator more than three times. They're the largest bridge cables ever made. The proud orange towers of the Golden Gate are often wrapped in fog. The road stretches 1 mile across a busy seaway, linking the green hills of the northern counties with the vibrant city of San Francisco. The Pacific Ocean roars through here to the San Francisco Bay. For the men who built this bridge, the memories are as strong as the tides.
Well, it was scary at first, of course, but we got used to it.
See that round thing in the middle?
That's in the middle of the very top of the bridge.
So we walked from that side to the other side, crawled across on I-beams. They were about 14 or 16 inches wide, and God, I was scared because I'd never been up that high. So we crawled over to the side towards the ocean. No hole to get out, so we crawled back, went all the way back down. He says, okay, tomorrow morning you go up, get the wires, haul them up, down, and go up the tower on the side towards the bay. So it took us 3 days to get those wires up to the top of the tower.
The construction began in 1933, the depths of the Depression. Young men were anxious for a job, even a dangerous one. The difficulties of building the bridge were documented in a film made by Bethlehem Steel. Bethlehem shipped thousands of tons of steel from Pennsylvania to San Francisco via the Panama Canal.
In time, the only practical way up and down this open skyscraper is by elevator, and it's a sensational ride.
One of the first things that happened to me, the elevator man didn't show up one morning, and I had to run the elevator all alone. And I'd never been up there at that time, and that was quite a thrill. That kind of tuned me in. Because coming down, it was kind of fine going up, had a lot of company, but coming down alone, did a lot of thinking.
The men who built the Golden Gate Bridge were among the first to use hard hats and safety belts, and Chief Engineer Joseph Strauss insisted that a safety net be hung beneath the scaffolding.
The net proves to be a success. It saves 19 lives.
It did save lives, but one day the net broke, and for Pete Williamson, the memory is vivid.
When the staging collapsed out there, I was laying on my belly talking to Slim, asking him about going to the El Patio dance hall Saturday night, you know, or Friday. When are you going, Friday or Saturday? I didn't hear anything. I looked back, and there was nothing there. This is Slim right here.
Did you tell her?
Well, no, I stopped.
12 of us went in the water, and 2 of us survived. Now I'm the only one alive that made that drop.
Were you alone when you were in the water, or were the other men near you?
No, there was another man there that was still alive. He was kicking. So I went over and tried to help him. I got him on a couple of boards, and I was going to leave him and try to help somebody else. But as soon as I'd let go of him, the boards would separate. He'd start to go down. So I stayed with him. And the crab fisherman got us both into the boat. He had an awful time doing it because DeMatson was out cold, and I was injured. But he got us in the boat finally and headed for the beach. But DeMatson died on the way in on the boat.
Did you continue work later on the bridge?
Yeah, I went back.
He sure did. He went back.
Everybody told us we couldn't do it, and we took it personally that we could.
I think it was quite an honor to be one of the workers there.
Look at the bridge every night from my house in Belvedere.
I'm Ellen O'Leary in San Francisco.